The last one is syncope. And apparently I did that and I have no recollection. How sad is that? It was only like 2 months ago.
Do you have a baby too?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So there is a list of deadly things that can cause syncope. And we're going to hear again in the next coming months about syncope rules. We see a lot of syncope patients. Most of the time we can't work out what's going on. A lot of the time we can't. We'd like to send these people home. This is just a reminder to look on the EKG for those 6 or 8 causes of badness on the EKG. From a nursing perspective, I think the biggest reminder, if you're not somebody that reads EKGs, is that there are those high-risk features that should bring you straight back from triage. So it's a young person, exercise-induced syncope to me is the single most frightening thing. Or syncope while you're lying down or sitting. That's not supposed to happen. So if you've got the sort of young person who fainted while they're running, that's very bad. And then we will, you know, put an EKG on them, get an EKG on them very quickly and make somebody look at it, because there are these 6 or 8 things that can be deadly and be diagnosed fast just by 12-lead EKG. Non-invasive, cheap EKG, good in syncope.
I wish I would have known that. I've passed out before and driving in the car.
Oh, remember we talked about that before. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about cardiologist, halter monitor, stress test, tilt table test, the whole deal. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's a little frightening.
It is. It was. Now I'm like, oh, okay.
That's not normal.
Not normal.
You should
She's
not pass
full
it.
Of surprises. Yeah, we talked about this when we talked about it the other time. Yeah. Because I was kind of stunned when you said that.
It happened twice. Once when I was driving, good thing it was traffic and I didn't hit anything. And the second was when I was at work and when I was at ear tech. Went straight down.
Wow.
In front of all the ER docs.
It's good to know.
They said get up and...
Pretty much, go back to work.
Yeah, quit.
You're too young to have anything going on. Yeah.
It's good to know. If I'm at work and I see you drop to the ground, I'm like, oh, don't worry, she doesn't.
It's happened before.
It's Lisa, right? Yeah. Yeah, just keep going.
It's all good.
Yeah, she'll get up. She'll be fine.
Again, in coming months, we have got this new... I don't know if we have them at our hospital yet, but they are a single piece of tape. They're like a Band-Aid. And you put it over the person's heart. And it transmits from that little Band-Aid to your smartphone and from the smartphone to the cardiologist's office. So it's a way of doing continuous cardiac monitoring without all the leads and the Holter monitor stuff in something the size of a Band-Aid. So we'll be using these on patients where syncope, we don't think it's anything. Outpatient follow-up, you just put the Band-Aid on and it magically tells you what's going on.
Sweet.
I know somebody in this room, not your Kathy, that probably should have one of those.
Plug myself into that.
That's great.